With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Stellantis has made a counteroffer in a bid to salvage Windsor's EV battery plant. The Toronto Star says it tempered demands for more public money. A proposal last week from the feds fell short of what the company was asking for. Stellantis has been asking for the supports it would get under the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act if it moved the project stateside. Fears the company would move to the U.S. have been growing over the past 2 weeks. Since Stellantis accused the feds of not living up to its promises. At yesterday's city council meeting, councillors passed a motion calling on the federal government to finalize the agreement. Windsor City Council now has a master plan for City Hall Square and the Civic Esplanade. It's called Light the Path. It would feature beacons and sentinels and a special area for food trucks. $37 million for that is already in the 10-year capital budget, and you can find out more about the project up on our webpage. Saying it's unnecessary and will hike rents, landlords in Windsor's Ward 1 and 2 let their opposition be known at a protest outside City Hall. Boris Sozanski with Windsor Housing Providers says it could discourage property owners from creating new units.
It could be a point where the mom and pop, the small guy, will not want to build anymore. And then what are we doing? What do we accomplish with that? We're reducing the potential housing supply instead of increasing it. So it's actually outrageous when you think about it. It should not be, the tax should not be on new homes.
Under the program, landlords with four or fewer units have to register those units. A couple of off-duty Windsor police officers are getting credit for arresting a suspect carrying a knife and an air pistol in a LaSalle park. That was Saturday in Turtle Club Park. A 21-year-old man faces criminal charges. Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh wants special rapporteur David Johnston to step aside. He says it's the appearance of bias. Johnston didn't call for a public inquiry into foreign interference. CTV News says his party wants MPs to vote on removing Johnston and holding a public inquiry. In Alberta, Danielle Smith and the United Conservative Party won a majority government. Global News says she repeated her pledge to oppose federal policies that would harm Alberta's economy. She ran against Rachel Notley and the NDP. And at least 200 homes have been damaged in wildfires near Halifax. The Halifax Chronicle-Herald says officials still don't know what started the fire. There's no reports of injuries and no reports anybody is missing. A 5-0 loss for the Tigers to the Rangers. The Golden Knights will play the Panthers for the Stanley Cup after winning Game 6, 6-0 against the Stars. And the Heat beat the Celtics 103-84 in Game 7 and will play the Nuggets for the NBA Championship. Sunny and hot again today, 30 or 22 near Lake Erie. Clear tonight and 17 overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny and 30 and much the same the rest of the week. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.